Welcome to the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak, author of the international bestseller, Rich is a State of Mind, and host of We Talk Money. And this episode is entitled, Too Much Stuff. We're all surrounded by our stuff, and sometimes our stuff overwhelms us. As I'm sitting in my office recording this podcast, I'm looking at the shelves going, you know, I could get rid of a lot of this stuff. But I'll bet you have never thought about the storage industry as being a particularly big or lucrative business. But recent numbers indicate that it's approaching $24 billion in the United States. And while Canadian numbers are harder to come by, if you use the off-cited example of 10% of American businesses relative Canadian business size, that would be approaching $2.5 to $3 billion in Canada alone. We have too much stuff and we need a place to store it. How many of you have ever gone for an evening stroll through your neighborhood and noticed all of the cars parked on the driveways in your neighborhood? Why are the cars all parked on the driveway? Because the garages are full of stuff, so much so that you can no longer get cars into the garages that were designed to hold them. Now, there are a variety of reasons for that. Insiders say that demand for storage is driven by the three Ds: downsizing, death, divorce, and I'll add a fourth, density. Downsizing. People move from a bigger home to a smaller home. They move from a home to a condo. They move from a three-bedroom condo to a one-bedroom condo. Well, what do you have to do? You need to store your stuff if you're not willing to part with it. Death? Well, I bet you're wondering, well, how does death create more stuff? If you've ever had to pack up a parent's or a grandparent's home, what do you do with the stuff? Where do you put the stuff? How do you get rid of the stuff? And, oh, by the way, parents, if you're thinking that your kids are going to want your stuff once you're gone, I have some bad news for you. Nobody wants your stuff. Third, divorce. Well, that should pretty much divide your stuff in half, wouldn't it? But the reality is, when people get divorced, they often end up living in places that are smaller than they were when they were married, so even half of their stuff doesn't fit. The fourth D was density, and that's because as condos become smaller in downtown cores, people are living with less and less space, but unwilling to part with any of their stuff. On We Talk Money, I recently interviewed Gordon Stein, author of an excellent book called Cashflow Cookbook. And as part of our discussion, we discussed the concept of storage lockers. Take a listen. Well, one of my favorites in the book is the recipe about storage lockers.
Yes.
So tell our viewers a little bit about that.
Well, you see storage lockers now popping up everywhere, and they seem to be getting ever nicer and ever more elaborate. And when you think about what people store in them, oftentimes they've had a divorce or they've downsized. And the gear that they put in there, if you had to actually try and sell it, if you've had that experience, you can't get anything for it. And meanwhile, they're paying $200-$400 a month for storage. And if you think about the storage lockers, if you're spending $150 a month storing gear that really has no value, but you're attached to it, if you were to invest that over 30 years, you would end up with about $180,000, which means you double what the average Canadian has just by getting rid of a storage locker and selling the gear. If you need it again, buy it on Kijiji.
And many of us have been in a position where we've been storing goods for parents or grandparents who passed away, and at the end of the day, nobody wants their stuff.
Well, it probably has even less value, yeah. Right?
And the costs continue to mount the longer we want to keep that in storage ongoing.
And that's money that could be paying down debt. It's money that could be investing and working for you.
I think Gordon makes a great point about storage lockers. If you're spending $200 a month to store stuff that's $2,400 a year, what if the stuff you're storing isn't worth $2,400? Then you're not being cost effective with your use of your money. And maybe you'd be better off selling some of that stuff on Kijiji or eBay or donating it or recycling it. And then if you ever needed the stuff again, then simply going out and reacquiring it. And maybe this time, instead of buying it, you only rent it for what you need it for. And then you move on, freeing up your life and the stuff that you're storing with it at the same time. Now, in closing, one of the things I wanted to share with you is something that's kind of ironic, I think, that there's a company called the Damon Group of Companies, and they're now in the process of transforming a former Target in Ottawa into a storage facility. Think about that. That renovation, once completed, is performing a pretty neat trick. They're converting a space that once sold stuff into a space that, at a cost, will store your stuff in a clean, humidity-controlled environment. So from a place that sold stuff to a place that stores stuff, why? Because we now have more need to store than we had to buy in the first place. This has been another episode of Money, Motivation, and More podcast, and I'm Robert Geniak. If you get this off of iTunes, please pop on over, give us a rating. I would appreciate it. If you're downloading it off of the robertgeniak.com website, drop me an email. Let me know what you think of the episode. And as always, if you've got ideas for future episodes, I'm all ears because I want to make this show relevant to you, the listener, not just about me, your host. Until next time, thank you for listening.